Romans chapter 6. Well, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that God's grace may abound? In no way. We have died to sin. How then can we go on living in it? Now, don't forget that Paul's writing this to people who are already baptized. And he's reminding them of the wonderful meaning of what they did, because over time, people can forget the wonderful meaning of their baptism, especially when we were baptized, maybe when we were really quite young. Over the years, you look back and you can forget the wonderful thing that happened, that you've changed masters and you're now in Christ. He goes on, surely you know that when we were baptized into Christ, we were baptized into a connection with his death. By our baptism then, we were buried with him and shared in his death, so that just as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, so also we should live in newness of life. That's a life that keeps on coming new, because God's Spirit is working in us. For since we have become similar with him in his time of dying, in the same way we shall be with him also by being raised up to life as he was. And we know that our old man has died with Christ on his cross, so that the power of sin might be destroyed, so that from then on we should no longer serve sin. For when a person dies, he's made free from sin. Since we've died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more power over him. And so, because he died, sin has no power over him. But now he lives, a life lived in fellowship with God. And that means that his life becomes ours. So just as Jesus died and resurrected, so we get baptized, and we die, and we come out of the water like his resurrection. But after that, Jesus went to heaven. And Paul plays on this in Ephesians, where he says that we are, as it were, in heavenly places with Jesus. And just as he lives life, as it says here, in fellowship with God, so do we. In the same way, you also are to reckon yourselves as if you're dead to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ. Sin, therefore, must no longer reign in your mortal body, so that you just obey the desires of your natural self. That is, oh, I want to do this, oh, I'm going to do it. Now you must give up any part of yourselves to sin, nor must you now give up any part of yourselves to sin to be used for wicked purposes. Instead, give yourselves up to God as those who have been made alive from the dead, and give up your whole being to him to be used in the service of righteousness. Sin must no longer reign over you as your master, because you don't live under law, but under God's grace. What then? Shall we keep on sinning because we are not under the law, but under God's grace? Not at all. Surely you know that when you give yourselves as a slave to obey someone, his servant you are, either to sin, which results in death, or to obedience, which results in justification with God, that is, being right with God. But thanks be to God, for though at one time you were slaves to sin, you have now obeyed with all your heart the form of teaching that was given unto you. You were thereby set free from sin and became the servants of righteousness. Now in those days, a slave just did all the time whatever the master said. And that is how people are who haven't got Jesus as their master. Sin says, do this, so they do it. Oh, there's some money there, I want that. Oh, I'll steal that. Oh, I want that. I'll take it. Oh, I'd like to experience that. I shall go and do it. But if Jesus is our master, then we do what he wants. And this really is the key to self-control. Because if all the time you're thinking, ooh, I wish I could do that, but I can't, then it's as if the law of God is like a chain. It's as if you're like a dog that's on a leash and you want to get free, but you can't. But man is not a dog. And the law of God is not like a chain that you put on a dog or an animal to sort of control it. God's not like that. It's all more positive than that. That if Jesus is our Lord and Master, then we will do what he wants us to do, because we are his slaves and we are not the slaves of sin. We are made free from that, just like Israel were made free from being servants of the Egyptians. So this idea of a change of master, that you were the slaves of sin, but now you are the slaves of righteousness, of Jesus, this was all prefigured when Israel were in Egypt. They were slaves to the Egyptians. And God said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go that they may serve me." And I suggest the emphasis is on the word me. There's to be a change of masters. And so they went through the Red Sea, which is like baptism, because there was water on both sides of them and a cloud on top of them. A cloud is also water. So that's why Paul says they were baptized in the cloud and in the sea, just as we are, when we're baptized by dipping in water. So he says, "I use everyday language because of your natural weakness. At one time, you gave yourselves over entirely as slaves to impurity and wickedness. But in the same way, you must now surrender yourselves completely as slaves of righteousness." So complete surrender. That's what we've been asked to do. Complete surrender. Not, well, I'll serve Jesus today and the flesh tomorrow, and mixing them. You can't mix masters, because no man can serve two masters. "When you were the slaves of sin, you were free from righteousness. And what did you really gain? What fruit did you have? By doing all those things that you're now ashamed of, the result of those things is death. But now you've become set free from sin and are the slaves of God. So your fruit is a life fully dedicated to Him. The result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then sin pays wages, but God gives a gift. And that is the gift of eternal life through Jesus." And this is all grace, because grace means a gift. And this is why I really urge people to get baptized. And as I always say, anyone wants to be baptized, send me a message, talk to me, and we'll try and arrange it.